Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you had a fantastic day. Interesting story with Chaim Kanievsky, which I saw, which is that somebody wrote down the psokim of Chaim Kanievsky, and I've read this in the book they wrote down psokim of Chaim Kanievsky, and they said, you know, just Chaim Kanievsky, can you just read through it and confirm this is correct, accurate, and everything before we publish it. And he looked at it, and then Chaim Kanievsky returned the papers of the with the corrections. You notice that it always says that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said as follows, and it was a quotation. And Kanievsky was spelled Kuf Nun Yud Yud, Kanievs Samach Kuf Yud, with two Yuds. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky corrected it. Instead of the two Yuds, he corrected, instead of two Yuds, he made it like a thing, just one Yud. So when they got the papers back, with the other corrections as well, I suppose. And he said, I can see that. No, you corrected the name. He said, yeah, Kanievsky spelled. Yeah, that's the way my father wrote the name, and that's the way we spell Kanievsky with one U, then not two. You know. And he said, okay, but I, but it's interesting that the fellow asked. He says, I can see that. You know, Chaim Kanievsky's name was obviously mentioned very often because that's the whole idea, to check his quotations. Said Reb Chaim, said Omer Reb Chaim, Omer Reb Chaim. You know. He says, I can see that every single time your name appears, you crossed out from the two yud into the one yud. He says, you know, actually nowadays, you don't need to do that. You just do, you know, replace all, which is control what? Anybody? Control F, and then you switch it. Yeah, we all know, control F, switch it. That's the way to do it. So he said, you know, nowadays, Chaim, you don't have to do that. You can just do control F and then you switch it, and then you don't have to actually cross out every single W. So Chaim Kanievsky said, I know about this. I know that computers can do it all in one go, but nevertheless, I felt I have to correct every single one of them. He said, wow, it's a waste of time. Why did you know, Chaim Kanievsky, you don't have to cross every single one of the 288 times it was meant? Why do you have to? So Chaim said, no, but I'll tell you why. He said, it bothered me. Whenever I saw it, it bothered me, and I felt there's a lack of emes. I can't continue. If my name is spelled incorrectly, and I'm supposed to authorize it and kind of confirm it, if it's not right, I have to correct it. It's just there's a lack of emes. If I were to give this back to you, relying on the fact you're going to do, you know, in one go, everybody's going to... He felt that... I feel there's a lack of emes if I would give it. And that's what Chaim felt. This is a very subtle point, and I think I can understand it. He felt that if I'm to authorize this, I can't rely on the... It's got to be correct and accurate and precise. I think it's an interesting story of Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi, so we are up to Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We're interesting halachas tonight. Some much more well-known than others. We are on Siman Samech Aleph, and we are up to Seif Beis. Before proceeding, though, I want to just mention an interesting Mishnah words of cotton base, which we didn't mention yesterday. Something to think about. Mishmuvia tells us that in Shema, we have got the Aseres HaDibros. In Shema, we've got the Aseres HaDibros. How so? So I'm reading Mishnah words of cotton base. Eli Rabbe, b'shem ha'kol boy, this is from the Rishonim, this is a kol boy. We will shalom yisrof by kamad b'ochus, b'kiyah shema, merom es aseres ha'dibus. In kiyah shema, you've got a remez of the Ten Commandments, aseres ha'dibus. Why so? B'Hashem Elokeinu, that's easy. Hashem Elokeinu, merom es, anoichi Hashem Elokech. When we say the words, Hashem Elokeinu, that is a remez of anoichi Hashem Elokech, the first of aseres ha'dibus. Hashem Echad, similarly, is lo yelecha. Now, how does that work? When we say v'ahavta, merumas dibor lo isiso. Why so? What is lo isiso? What's the commandment of lo isiso? Says the lo isiso? Yeah, not to say Hashem's name in vain. So how does v'ahavta teach us lo isiso? Demand rochim lemalka lo mishtaba b'shmei leshikra. Somebody who loves Hashem will not use his name in vain. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you love Hashem, therefore you're not going to use his name in vain. So that's why, yeah, lo isiso. V'pasuk uchsavtam dibur lo isach moit. Why? Because it says beisecha v'lo beis chaveicha. When it says beisecha, it means yours, and therefore not your friends. So don't be jealous of your friend. It's very interesting. Pasuk v'savta digonecha, how do you know lo isignoiv? How do you know lo isignoiv? From v'savta digonecha, you should collect your harvest. So how do you see that? Exactly, the gon chav lo says of the gon chavecha. It's a very strange thing. Because what does the signal of in the says that it was teach us? Kidnapping. Isn't that interesting? But it's still the same concept, I suppose. But it's a bit of a kasha. The pasuk v'avadta mehera, you'll perish. Very good. Lo yisir tzoch. Why? The man the kotel is cattle. The one who kills is going to get killed at the end. The pasuk lemani bo yimeichem. We say like kabedes avicha. Why? Lemani bo yimeichem. Long life. Arich ziyomem. Pasuk lo yisir tzoch. Levavchem v'cheinechem dibol esin of. Yeah, we get that. Pasuk lemani tizku. Because Leman Tizku, you should remember, also teach you, you should remember Yom HaShabbos. Very interesting. Al Kain says the Mishnah Berurah, when you recite Kiyashma, you should think, ponder properly, that should help you not to be over on the Aseret Dibros. Very interesting. So Rabbi Sai, the Kiyashma has the Aseret Dibros in it. I have seen one Siddur, at least one Siddur, perhaps more, that has, over those words, it brings you the Aseret Dibros. As you go through Kiryas Shema, it reminds you of the, as you go through Kiryas Shema, it reminds you of the Aseret Dibros as you go through those relevant psukim. I saw it once in a Siddur, yeah.
Is that only the first paragraph?
No. No. Yes. Yes, and then you see on top, it says, that, it says it reminds you of the Aseret Dibros. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis, Asher Anoichi Metzavecho Hayoyim. That tells us, Hanuloyim Abchol Yoyim Beinecha Kechadoshem. Every day, the Torah should be like new. V'loy K'mi Shekmar Shema Oysa Abba Pa'omim. You say Shema, no, I said Shema yesterday. I said Shema 2 days ago. I know it all. I'm familiar with all that. No, no, no. Every day Kechadoshem as if it's brand new. Shema Oysa Abba Pa'omim Ve'enecha Vitzla should be fresh. Geshmak. New, as if it's like brand new. Yeah, now Siv Gimel. Yeah, by the way, Siv Kotten, hey, Mishnah Berurah tells us, because of him, a God, Mishal, Achas, come, come, so, Chishire, Lehovin. You should try to understand, Bechol, Po, Masha, Oima, you should, whilst you say the Shema, you should think about what you're saying. It has to have meaning. You have to concentrate and know the understanding of what Shema actually means. Don't go through it zooming fast. Of course, the mitzvah is to recite it, to say it, to verbalize it. But at the same time, you also have to think about what its meaning says. Mishnah in the name of the Pim Godim. Save Gimel, top of the page. Kiyashma Yishremach Tevois. Kiyashma Yishremach Tevois. How much is that? How many letters? 45. Rema. 245. Tevois. Now, Kedele Hashlim, Ramach, in order to get to 248. Why do we want to get to 248? Limbs. So we've got 245 words. We want to get to 248. Kedele Vov Shalodu, because 248 is the amount of limbs we have. Therefore, what do we do? One sec. We'll get to that shortly. The reason why the Messiah Mishleach Tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes. In order to get to 248, the Chazan says, he repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. V'choiz v'oim v'koil rom, and he repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes because that's 205 plus 3. He repeats it. So that's how much? 248. What about what?
I heard there's also a remez that the 248 can correspond to the limbs.
It does indeed.
And I thought there was something like the 255 can...
Yeah, but that's not doesn't help us for Shema. Shema has got 245.
I thought there was a place for Shema as well, the 365.
No, there's 245. Go and count. 245. I didn't count.
Where's the remez for the 365
then? No, in Shema there isn't. The amount of mitzvahs we have got. Mitzvahs and avim, maybe that's what you're referring to. Yeah, so, but let's carry on. Uvezeh kol odom yoytzeh, v'hoil v'shoymin b'viv kol shal shliach tzibur shleish tevis. Elu, you've got to hear those three words repeated by the chazan, and you're good. Ve'im ha'yochit, I was wondering, the Sfadim, in Sfadim, the chazan repeats, Hashem elokechem emet? Okay, it's the Ramah, but the Sfadim also do it. Ve'im ha'yochit, if the individual wants to repeat it, he can repeat. So if the person wants to repeat it together with the chazan, is allowed to do that. It's not. You're just adding words. You're repeating words. Yes, you're repeating the words of Shema. That's all you're doing, really. You're repeating the final words of Shema. What happens if a person is on his own? Okay, here is a question. Here's the challenge. I am davening, saying Shema on my own. I've got 245, and I need to get to 248. So if there's a chazan says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he repeats it. So that's 245 plus 3. I hear it. It adds up to 248. I'm fine. But if there's no chazan, so I'm left with my own 245 words. What am I going to do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, so what you should do is as follows. Also vavin sheb'emes v'yatziv. There is 15 vavs in emes v'yatziv. Anybody counting? 15 times vav. Exactly. Yeah, and you get to 15, okay? So 15 times 6 is? 80. No. 80, it is, you're right. 15 times, 1 second. Also 15 times 6 is 90, right? It's 90. Yeah, 90. Shebe'emes, I said 5, sorry, it's 6. So it's 90. It's going to be 90. So up to 90. So again, because it's 15 times Vav. Vav is 6. So 15 times 6, you're up to 90. What's the relevance of 90? These are representing the three times the name of Hashem. Shekol Shem, every name of Hashem, is Esem V'Shisha, is 26. Why? Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. V'Aboyz Yosef, Hem Shloshim, plus the four letters themselves, is 30. So you've got 90. 90 was the figure? So now, if you do three times the name of Hashem, you also get to 90. Why? Because 26 plus the actual letters is 30, and there's 3 times 30, so you get to 90 as well. Okay. V'yesh oit tam acher b'dovah. The chamish osa vav in olim tishim. Again, the 15 times 6 is 90. V'akir nechshev es echot, and the counting is 1. Haritishim echot, keminyan Hashem, b'kiyos v'chsivoso, you get to 91, which is also the name of Hashem. V'avakilu omar Hashem, Elokeichem, Elokai, emes. Right. Now, we're back to the question. So what am I going to do? I understand it's all the Kavonas. 1991, Hashem's name, all very good. Emes V'yatzeh V'nochon, 50. But I still got a problem. I got 245, I need to get to 248. What do I do? If I say Shema Be'yochit, how do I get to 248? And the answer is? Kal Melech Nehemon, that's it. Says the Ramon now. V'yesh Shekos V'dekol HaKor Kiyah Shema Be'yochit. Now the Ramon finally comes up with this. Whoever says Shema on his own, Yoima Kel Melech Neman. Kel Melech Neman. Shema. Kisholosh Tevis Elu. Because those three words, Mashlimim, they complete the Minshel Remach. 245 plus Kel Melech Neman is 248. Vu Bemokoy Omein. And that's instead of the Omein Sheshlanus Achaboch. Boch Aboy Chabam Yisrael Be'avo. Vechenu Aginadu Motas. Oh, do you remember we had a problem with the bracha before Shema, Habayich Hasam Yisrael Be'ava? We had a problem. Should you say Amen? Should you not say Amen? And what did the Ramah? And what was the problem? Do you say Amen or not? You're meant to say Amen after bracha. But you can't say Amen because you're right going into Shema. You're not interrupt. The Ramah says, okay. It took me a while to tell you, but I've got a great idea. What you're meant to do is, after Habayich Hasam Yisrael Be'ava, you say Kel Melech Neman. But you anyway need to, because like this you get to 248. We want to get 248 limbs, 248. Shema itself is 245. I add three words now, that's Kel Melech Neman, that's 245 plus 203, I'm up to 248 words. And guess what? The first letter of Kel is Aleph. First letter of Melech is Mem. The first letter of Neman is Nun, altogether is? 21. No, forget about Kimatia. The first letter is? Amen. So therefore, what I'm saying by saying Kel Melech Neman, besides the fact that I'm getting 248 words, which is great, besides that, I'm also saying an Amen to the Bracha, which is great news. That's what he says. Even when you're on Amen, very good. The Ramah asks exactly your question now. He says, that's such a great svara, brilliant. I've killed two birds. No, can't say that. No, but you've done two great things in one go. I've got to 248, and I've solved my Amen problem. So the great idea. So you're asking, hey, why do we only say when we daven b'yochid? Such a brilliant idea. Do it every time, even when you daven b'minyan.
It's only going to work in the minyan because there's no. You wouldn't say Amen if you are by yourself.
Very good. Okay. Says the Rama v'chein noyagin v'nirali mikol mokim shikayim atzibul lo yoyim akel mech nemon. No. When you're with the tzibur, you're not going to say kamelech ne'emon. Rak yoyim ha'omen ha'chashliach tzibur, kishnayim rocha. Do you remember the Rama said you can't say omen? Do you remember that? The Rama said you can say omen. You say outright, say omen. Do so, says the Rama. V'cheno again, that's the minig, v'nochonu, that's the right thing to do. That leaves us with the Rama telling us, okay, when you're with a minyan, you're going to say omen after the bracha of the chazan. When you're on your own, you're going to say kamelech ne'emon, because as you said, you can't say Omen to your own bracha. So when you're on your own, you're going to say, Kal Melech Ne'emon, and like this you get to 248, and you've got the Omen, so everything is solved. The problem with that is that...
You said previously you're supposed to say it with.
That was the Mishnah Berurah, not the Rama. Yeah, but you're right in a way, because according to Mishnah Berurah, you probably... According to Mishnah Berurah, you don't do that. According to Mishnah Berurah, you don't need to do that. Yeah, but, yeah. But Lamais, I think that's what people still will do.
Why can't you say
I suppose you probably could. It's preferred though to say the Kel Melech Ne'emon is better than that. Kel Melech Ne'emon is better yet. Beginning because you're not interrupting Shema. No, it's a good question though. Why is it not hefsek?
It's hefsek.
Yeah, you're saying that's hefsek. It's not a good thing. You say it. Svadim say Kel Melech Ne'emon.
Only when you do Shema on his own.
Right.
When you
with a minion.
When you daven when it's nach, you have to repeat Shema Yisrael, yeah?
Yeah.
But we saw you said that.
It's then you will say Kamecham.
Otherwise,
I don't say it. Yeah, so it's not a hefsek because it's like because it's like the Omein. Yeah, as if you're saying an Omein, and also it is part of the Shema. So it's not a hefsek. So Lemaisa. Mechaba wasn't happy, yeah, but we are in the Ramah. The Mechaba Taka wouldn't like it.
Ah,
for Sephardim, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, but that's maybe sometimes they go with the Ramah. Yeah, okay, that's it. But that's interesting how it's developed and how the Aloche is. So that's where it comes from that we say Kel Melech Ne'emon when we daven b'yechidus, and we will not say Kel Melech Ne'emon when we daven b'tzibur. Because then you can just get to the 248 without Kel Melech Ne'emon. You just listen to the chazan.
How did the 15 vows?
It doesn't. It's just an additional point. He said that you don't go to 245. You get to the 90, which is the name of Hashem. It's a different approach. It doesn't. Okay. Noagin liko is posugishim b'kol ram. The minig is to say the first posuk b'kol ram. What's b'kol ram? Say it loud and clear. Kedei le'oyre kavona. Kedei le'oyre kavona. Who is that? Who is meant to say it loud?
Whoever's saying
everyone.
I think that it's talking about the chazan. Why do I think so? Nagi liko is posugishim b'kolom kedei le'oyre kavona. I think that the aloch is that it's talking. I think that Kedela Oira Kavona is something which the Chazan is meant to do. I seem to remember that's what he means. The Chazan, if he says Shema Yisrael, then everybody else is inspired and think. It's not. I don't think it's talking about every single person in Shul.
To
start.
We say it so that we say Baruch Shem in a different what term. Everyone's going to say loud, so we say Baruch Shem softly. Well,
yeah, you're saying that compared to Baruch Shem.
Yeah,
I suppose compared. Yeah, but it's true. This is correct. I just don't know if he means. Does he mean loud, loud, or does he mean like just? Does he mean loud? In what? Yeah, so it means I suppose louder than. Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
So that it can go quiet.
Yeah.
That's why I don't really.
Yeah.
I find in Eretz Yisrael people, they really say Shema, they shout it, they shout, they
louder, yeah. We say it quietly, yeah. So I'm not sure. I think this could be because it's talking specifically about the chazan. The chazan is the one who's meant to say it loud. I think that's what it might mean. See, if, hey, noyagin liten yedeim al pneim, b'kiyah shema b'posuk yesh, we cover our eyes. When we say the first posuk, we cover our eyes. Why? Why? Kedei shelo yistakel b'dov acha, it's just a matter of kavona. Kedei shelo yistakel b'dov acha, should look at some gaze, at something else, concentrate on something else. Shemoy noy melechavim, it's going to take away his kavona. So the reason why we cover our eyes is for kavona. I've seen some very great Talmidei Chachamim who don't do that, who can, they get able to concentrate without covering their eyes. It's just about kavona.
You can just close your eyes.
Yeah, in theory, yes. It's just that the minig is, it says, noyagin is to cover the eyes. But in principle, it's all about kavona. I remember seeing a, what's that? It's just a matter of kavana. Most people have more kavana with closed eyes. Sivkotan Yudzayin tells us, Yedehem, return the loyam, Yadimin, it's the right hand. I remember seeing that another interpretation, I'll derush a little bit, but I think it makes a lot of sense. When we makabal ol machu shemaim, when we do Shema, there is an element, when we come machu shemaim, there's an element that we confirm and establish. That we don't have full understanding in Hashem's ways. You know, if you are subordinate to a system that makes a lot of sense, you understand, you've got understanding, you've got clarity, you can see everything, what it means. When we are mekabel olam ha'chashem, and we're covering our eyes, representing that, you know, Hashem, whatever you do, I don't exactly see, I don't exactly understand. It's a full acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch, which is represented by covering our eyes. Hashem, I don't exactly understand, I'm a little bit blind to the way you run the world. I don't exactly understand at all the way you run the world. And that's represented by covering our eyes, not just for the Kavanah that Shulchan Aruch is talking about, but also to represent that we acknowledge our limitations and our blindness, as it were. Yeah, what do you think about that?
No, to go after Hashem, we do close eyes.
Close the eyes, that's right.
To follow Him.
But I'm closing my eyes. Whatever you do, Hashem is right. This is perhaps an additional interpretation. I heard this from Ushavais, the name of the closing book, Rebbe. It's nice pshat, no?
Very nice.
Very nice.
I'm very confused because in the schools we're very much with Yad Yamin.
Yeah.
And people, when they're younger, and they don't necessarily know their left or their right, so they're very particular to point out.
Yeah, we do that. It's true.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
It
doesn't seem to be so important. And I always wonder about what lefties are meant to do. I'm not sure. What about left handed person? Right hand or left hand?
Right.
You go for right? There's no mishtabu here. Yeah, it's not crucial. What? Yeah, that depends on the stronger hand. I don't know about Shema. There's no. Why do you do the right hand? Why? Rachamim. Din. Yeah, what do you say? Why?
That is their stronger hand. I lost my brother.
He's lefty?
He's a lefty.
Okay, yeah.
I asked him.
Before you know, there's going to be a chumrah. You should say Shema twice. One with the right hand and one with the left hand. That's going to be the chumrah of the next year. But I do remember seeing a very, very famous Einstein Talmud Chacham who didn't cover his eyes at all. I remember observing. Some people feel they can concentrate better without covering the eyes. It's just about having closed eyes and able to focus and concentrate much better. Some people do that. I know there's quite a widespread minhag. I don't know if it's a minhag. I retract. I'm not saying it's a minhag. A lot of people do it with a talus as well. They cover their eyes with a talus, which is nice in terms of, you know, being covered with a mitzvah item. I don't know where else it comes from. I looked. I couldn't find any makoros for that, but it sounds nice. Sounds right. Ah, yeah, shin. Very nice. I hear. Yeah. Finally, the halacha for this evening, Abba Isai, we see Vav. We're going to close off with Vav. Tzorich laharich beches shel echad. You say the ches of echad, you make it long. Echad. You say the ch properly. Okay? Why? Kedesh yamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim v'oretz. You should have sufficient kavona and emphasis that you are mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are, what's to be mamlich? You are. You're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu in B'Shemayim V'Oretz. One sec. Shelezeh roi mezach hoitot roi shebe'emtza gimel gaga ches. The ches is made out of two zines. You've got the roof on top. That represents that, you know, you've got the ches. made up of two stands and roof on top. That ches shows a shemaim mimal, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're crowning a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Shemaim is seven rikim and the
seven and yeah. So that's the chatoitos. Very good. V'yarech bedalet shel echad. You should be marich the dalet of echad. You should make a long dalet. Rabbi said a long dalet. You make a long dalet. You make a long dalet. You make a long dalet. How do you make a long dalet? How do you make a long dalet?
If you're safari, you did the dalet. Is that right? You did the.
How long? How long does dalet need to be? Even tells us how long does dalet need to be. Long enough. Shir shiyachshav Kodesh Baruch Hu yochid boilom u'moshel ba'bruch zoylom. Long enough that you've got kavona that Kodesh Baruch Hu is yochid, unique in this world, and is moshel controlling the four directions of the world. But don't do it longer than that. And some people also turn their heads accordingly according to the four directions. Now, Rabbi Sai, here is the point. Here is the point. You can be marich a ches, I get that. A long ch, we can all do that. How you marich a dalet? I will never forget, I was a young child. My rov as a child was Rabbi Levi in the Yege, and he was trying to make a long dalet. And he told me, and this is absolutely unquestionably true, it was dzz, 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 dzz. He said, there's no question about it, that
we can't
do it. Who can? No, Sfan, no. Temanim. Yemenites get it right. They say the Dalet like a V. If you've heard it, the Yemenites. The Temanim. They do our TH. They do pretty much our TH. That's how the sound. Have you ever heard Temanim? It's beautiful how they daven, how they learn. It's beautiful. They are right. And we are wrong. There's no way. This is a proof. This is evidence that our Nusach is inaccurate. Nothing we can do about it. It's our Nusach Tzam Sorah. But can we make a long Dalet? I challenge you to make a long Dalet. We can't do it. You can do a long Dalet? Yemenites can. Yemenites can. Yeah. Sounds a bit different now. That it's a bit softer. But it's a bit softer. You'll recognize once you hear it. Eminem do it. It sounds... And that's the way they make a long Dalet. We can't make a long Dalet.
Isn't that when the Dalet is not...
I don't know about that. I don't know. It could be. What's that? Ches, as long as a little bit of time. Okay, but just to summarize, we learned this evening, we spoke about Aseres HaDibros being mentioned in the Shema. We learned that Shema is to be started every day with fresh and refreshed kavana. We said that the Shema has got 245 words. And 245, and we will now get to 248, Kenegi Devov Shel Adam, 25 limbs. And we said, therefore, the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We said there's ways to get to 90, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name as well, 91. And but if you daven b'chidus, you should say Kel Melech Neman, because that will get you to 248 words. We also said that also helps in terms of the Omein of the Bracha, and that's the way you're meant to do it. If you daven b'chidus, however, if you daven with the Tzibur, you should not say Kel Melech Neman, rather you should rely on the repetition of the Chazan. We also said that the first pasuk is to be said because Rom is to be said loud. We also said you cover your eyes when you say the first pasuk of Shema in order to increase kavana. We also said your mena say the ches of echad long enough that you have kavana b'shemaim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'shemaim v'aretz. And we learned about the dalet is to be said in a way that you've got dalet has to be said echad in a way that you've got enough kavana to be thinking Hakadosh Baruch Hu is unique in this world and his motion abruchos, but don't do it too long. And some people are meant to shake their heads accordingly, but it's not so possible you're meant to do that. But that's what some people have the meaning. The boys, that is it for this evening. We continue tomorrow. Mitzvah.